This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. What is our purpose in life? It's a question that many of us struggle with, including Mary Ellen Johnson. But things changed after she met 15-year-old Jacob Eind.
I couldn't get Jacob out of my mind. So eventually, I ended up working with his defense as an investigator, and Jacob was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder for killing his mother and his stepfather, and he got life in prison without parole.
That was in 1994. Since then, Johnson has been an advocate for juvenile offenders, and through the creation of the Pendulum Foundation, has helped change sentencing laws so no child can serve more than 40 years in Colorado without parole. Mary Ellen Johnson was interviewed by her brother, Victor Lewis, for KUNC's Community Voices Project.
Mary Ellen, why do you do what you do?
I couldn't do something unless I felt a lot of passion towards it. And what I've thought about this, I believe that we all have a destiny. When I look at his face, or I see the face of these other kids, and I see the pain that they've gone through, then I think, well, I have to do this. This is part of why I was put on this planet. The last thing I can ever think of is me being involved in prison, because that, to me, I can't think of anything worse than being locked in a cage or childhood abuse, because having my own children, it's absolutely too painful. And yet, for some reason, the universe or God is saying, I'm going to put this abused child in front of you, and what are you going to do about him? And that is why, even now, and I get burned out all the time. I get tired. I just go, why? Why am I continuing doing this? I see his face, and I see the face of a lot of the other 50 young men that we are championing. And I think, I cannot walk away from something like that. I have to do it. I can't save the whole world. I can't change the whole world. But these young men, these children, would be buried in a system that doesn't care. Somebody has to care. And if it's just me and a few other people, some advocates or whatever, we have to be their voice. And that's the reason I can't stifle my voice on behalf of these kids. I can't do it.
What would you think is your greatest victory to date?
Absolutely, our greatest victory was in 2012 when the Supreme Court ruled that these mandatory life without parole sentences were unconstitutional. And that wasn't my victory. It was the victory of all the advocacy organizations and of the brilliant lawyers that went before the Supreme Court.
What do you think still needs to be done?
I think the first thing is we have to pass legislation that realistically give these kids an opportunity for a second chance. I think some of these kids who have served 20 years or so, they are ready to come out. All of the studies say that the longer you keep somebody in prison, the more difficult it is for them to make it on the outside. Some of these kids have been inside since they were 15 and 16 years old. So I want to get that legislation passed. And more than that, we want to get them ready to reintegrate into society. Some of them have been in prison since before the internet and cell phones and all of that. But they can be productive members of society. So after the Supreme Court ruling came down and as we're ready for the legislative sessions, we have been working with Department of Corrections and pressuring them and trying to get them to move forward with special programs for these guys so that they will be ready to come out. After they start coming out, as I want to turn over the Pendulum Foundation to them and have them advocate on behalf of those that are still inside and on behalf of juveniles everywhere.
Well, I think that Margaret Mead had it right when she said it's always one person that makes a difference. It's never a committee or an organization. And I feel privileged to have you as my sister, and I thank you very much for sharing your experience with this issue.
Thank you.
That was Victor Lewis interviewing his sister Mary Ellen Johnson as part of KUNC's Community Voices Project. For more information, email us at comment@kunc.org.